This episode is brought to you by bourbon. Not like actually brought to you by bourbon by like an official company, but just because I would say most of my body is actually bourbon right now.
From Surprise, Arizona, you're listening to Hijo House Call with your hosts, Josh Mead and Heather Dietz. Mama and Dada.
Hi friends, welcome back. Today we want to talk about friendship.
Friendship.
We just got back from an epic trip.
The Kentucky Bourbon Trail. Mm-hmm. Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville. I cannot say. I think I just said it.
You did. First time ever. Hashtag SDF40.
Yes.
My buddy, best buddy, Uncle Svenny, Stephen Donald Fryett, turned 40 years old yesterday. Happy birthday, buddy. And we had quite the epic adventure.
And how long have you known him? Tell the people, because it's unusual. Well, in my life, it was unusual.
Yeah, absolutely. It's unusual. I've known him basically for 40 years.
Yeah.
So I'm 40. March 1st was my 40th. Yesterday was his 40th. And he lived three doors down from me in Penticton, British Columbia, Canada.
Beautiful spot.
Yeah, right.
The world.
Mm-hmm. And we have been buddies ever since.
Yeah.
So with COVID and everything, we were a little concerned that this wasn't going to happen.
So many times we didn't think the trip was going to happen.
All the brewery or distilleries, I keep calling breweries every
I know.
Time. All the distilleries were basically shut down. So there's hundreds of them all down in eastern, western Kentucky, everywhere. It's amazing. Thankfully, in the last couple, I would say month or so, a bunch of them opened. The tastings opened. We went to a number of them. Nobody's paying us for any of these things.
No.
Lux Row, Heaven Hill. We went to
Bardstown.
Stitzel Weller.
Stitzel, that was my favorite.
Yeah, Bardstown, Bourbon, and Bullet.
Oh, so Bullet.
So we went to these ones. Yeah. Bullet Frontier Whiskey. Whew. And we did get to taste whiskey. You get to go on a tour, see the rickhouses, see all how the bourbon is made, the mash
it's
bill.
It's so interesting.
Look at us, just bourbon jargon all over the place.
And we're not bourbon people. Like, we don't typically drink it at home, so it was an experience.
True. However, now we do have a few select bottles.
Yes.
Old Tub. We got some Old Tub. We went through a few bottles of Old Tub the last couple days. And then thanks to Linda, Steve's wife, she got us this most amazing personalized
gift bags.
Beautiful Maker's Mark bottle of bourbon. And it's going to have a sweet personalized label on it. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
So we are... Seriously, I'm living through a hangover that I think may never leave me. So I believe our entire family for the first time ever slept last night, the four of us, for 10 plus hours.
That's true.
Right?
First time for everybody.
Kids never do that. And
you
were in bed by 7:30. I was in bed by 8:30.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be super excited to know how adventurous our life is.
Hey, okay, but then you have to say what time we woke up for our travel day yesterday, which explains why we were so tired.
True.
Because we woke up at 2 a.m. our time to start our travel day. And then we traveled for, 8 hours?
Yep. But here, I tell you what. 100% worth it.
Yes,
100%
absolutely.
100% worth it. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Cool.
Had a nice pool at the Airbnb. Shout out to Bart.
And a fire pit.
Steve and I went swimming in, I don't know, 50 degree weather.
Oh, you guys are nuts.
It was great.
I put my ankles in and that was more than enough.
So... Yeah, so friendship. Steve and I have been friends for 40 years. He and Heather and Linda designed an epic 40th birthday for myself. This was pre-COVID. We went to Dallas and went and saw the Eagles perform their Hotel California tour.
Amazing.
And it was literally the greatest concert. I may never go to a concert
best.
Again. Just because I don't know if there'll be a better one.
I was tired after they got finished playing because it was so good.
So it was, you know, up to us to make sure that this bourbon trail trip was worth its weight in bourbon. And I think it was. John Mayer was there. He visited us for a few days, stayed
with
us.
In.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a little flat, but he was...
I was surprised.
He was there in spirit.
In spirit.
So how about you? What's or who should I ask if you don't mind calling them out? Who is your oldest friend?
My oldest friend?
Yeah. That you still have contact with, and you know, whether it be Facebook contact, or do you have anyone that you've
Nadia
had?
Is my oldest, because I was sixth grade, or grade six. I always forget how you're meant to say it. Yeah, and remember she surprised me for my final chemo party
Friendship.
Friendship.
That's what that is right there. That is a whole bunch of solid friendship.
Yep. Yep, it's true. And it was a really fun trip. And we had another couple join us that just added spice to the whole thing. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Shout out to Old Spice Todd.
Yeah.
Dina. It was amazing. They are in Austin, Texas right now, back at
Life,
dealing with their children. And yeah, it was an amazing time for sure.
I think it was also just nice to be around people because we have been so quarantined and we work at home and just hanging out was so fun.
And we really showed our baller status when we rolled up to all of these distilleries in our Dodge Caravan. It may be a Voyager. I don't know the exact
model. I don't know, but it had automatic doors.
It did.
That is pimp.
It worked out well. We had quite the exceptional drive-along, sing-along dance party on our way home from Bullet on Sunday. There was some Gary Clark Jr., Nathaniel Radcliffe and the Dirty Boys or something. I don't know.
I kept on
calling him Harry Potter. I can't remember what his name was.
That's why as soon as you said it, I think it's
Nathaniel Radcliffe and the Nighttime Sweats or something. The Night Sweats. I don't know. Something like that. Steve's going to hate me right now. The Night Terrors? I don't know. I always called Daniel Radcliffe and the Night Terrors. Sure.
And that just makes me think of the angel dust all over the Rick houses.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not angel dust. It's because that's
the angel's share.
Angel's share.
So this black, like, dust almost. It's like char, but it ends up being all over everything.
Yeah, it's so cool.
We went to Bullet, and they had just made their distillery and everything in 2017, so only 3 years. And the place was covered. You think it was 600 years old.
Yeah, but and again, one person told us that's how they found the moonshiners, because they would follow it coating the trees.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I like that.
See, I learned stuff.
It was an educational trip.
It was, yeah.
Really, it was worth it.
It was.
And when you're in Kentucky, there's a lot of other things to do as well.
Yeah.
We went to the Louisville Slugger Museum, which was wicked.
As a non-sports person, I found fascinating.
Yeah. That was lighthearted. And then right across, basically across the street, we went to the Muhammad Ali Center.
Mm-hmm.
Not as lighthearted as you would think.
No. Very, very interesting.
It was amazingly interesting.
I think everybody was sad afterwards.
Especially at this time. We were there. The day we arrived, we were mid-flight. I think we arrived in Chicago for our transfer or whatever. And that's when the Breonna Taylor indictment came down.
Yeah.
So that was another whole kink in the whole situation.
Yeah.
We didn't know what was going to happen. So we initially were going to stay downtown in Louisville.
In a hotel.
At a hotel right downtown. And downtown was closed.
Yeah.
Like barricaded closed.
Due to civil unrest.
Civil unrest. The precautionary civil unrest at the time. And everything was literally boarded up, and it was a ghost town.
It was very strange.
So going there at that time was, you know, it's pretty epic as it is to be there at that time of our lives. But then to also be at the Muhammad Ali Center to see what he went through at that time in Louisville, to be on those same streets 60 years later.
It was literally sobering.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was like walk around quietly with your hands behind your back and like, in shock and awe. So I would definitely recommend it to anybody, everybody. Go and check it out.
There's so much to do. Yeah, it's a really, really interesting place to visit. Yeah.
We also lucked out. We went to Churchill Downs,
Kentucky
Derby.
I forgot about that.
They were racing. They were racing 8 to 11 races a day. And
Crowdless racing.
However, we took the tour and it happened to be the perfect timing and we got to see a race live right there in the very front row at the front of the track. And we got to see a race at Churchill Downs. I don't know about you. That's pretty cool. That's a pretty fun trip.
And then the jockeys and the horses walked right past us.
They were so tiny.
They were so tiny.
So they call me Tall Josh Mead. I call me Tall Josh Mead. Let's be real.
You are tall.
But my buddy Steve, he's even taller than I am. So he and I rolling out there, you know, 6'4s to these little jockey dudes. I mean, I half thought that the jockeys were going to jump on us.
Right.
Because, I mean, they should have or could have.
I mean, I was even significantly taller than them. They were probably like chest height to me.
Yeah. But those horses, the thoroughbreds, that was pretty sweet.
They were gorgeous too.
Yeah.
They were so shiny and it was so cool.
So even in this time of COVID and craziness and self-isolation and social distancing, which, you know, props to Kentucky and all of
I was just going to say.
Those guys were amazing how much, half the tours we got to do, it was like a private
tour.
Because they were maxed out at 6 people.
Yeah.
And we had 6 people. And so we got basically
the way to do it.
VIP treatment pretty much the entire
time,
Kentucky style.
Yeah.
We got a lot of Kentucky hugs, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you not in the know if you haven't been to Bourbon? to Bourbon Town, to, I don't know, to Louisville. So every time you drink a bourbon and you get that feeling, you know, that hard alcohol feeling,
were you breathing fire?
Yeah, were you breathing fire? they call it the Kentucky hug. So some of us weren't really into the bourbon as much, and it was more than a hug. So it was a Kentucky cuddle.
Yeah, we coined that phrase. So, I think Steve did.
Steve did, probably.
Yeah,
Kentucky cuddle. It was one of those things that I'm hoping that'll be one of those trips, and I hope he had a great time that he'll remember forever. I'm drinking my water today out of my Bullet Frontier Whiskey cup, which was, I believe, $18 for a...
The cocktail was
for the cocktail of the apple pie cocktail or whatever you guys had.
Yeah, there was some tomfoolery after those cocktails.
I was the DD both of those days, so I got to experience that.
From
the outside looking in, and it was hilarious.
Hilarious. It was all good fun. Everyone was safe.
Yeah.
Mom, we were all safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think that is something everybody needs to do. I don't know. Do you have anything that you have as a...
On my list?
Epic trip. Like, oh, now I know that, you know, the Dallas thing happened, the Kentucky thing happened. Where would you like to go with?
You know, Greece is on my crew. List.
Ooh, a Santorini.
I know that's very far, but.
That is. That's a destination.
Yeah. But you know what? Though we could bring it back a little bit closer.
Sure.
Savannah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Savannah.
I think from reading books as a young adult, I just have this picture in my head and I just want to go see if it's real.
Yeah.
If it looks like what I think it looks like.
I think there's a lot of space down there. That would be great.
Yeah, to go
see
explore.
New Orleans, go see Charleston.
Oh, yeah.
You know, South Carolina.
What do I say? New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah, go check out New Orleans. That'd be fun.
I can't say these words.
So, yes, if anybody wants to go on a trip, we are making a plan. So let's get a list together and let's make this happen.
Where should we go next?
Oh, that's true. Shout out. Tell us what we should do.
Tell us where we should go.
But bringing it back to friendship one last time.
Yeah.
I think it's very cool to know somebody for so long. I mean, I've known you for 20 plus years. A lot of, you know, it'll be 21 years come December that we've known each other.
Oh my God.
Which is crazy. Over half my life.
Yeah, welcome. Good times.
But yeah, having those people in your life for so long is very cool. And I know a lot of people don't have that option. I went to high school and elementary school and everything with the same sort of crew of people because I grew up in a small town.
That's neat.
So I knew, like I still know probably a baker's dozen people that I went to preschool with.
That's insane.
Right, that I'm still friends with on Facebook.
I don't
Facebook
even remember anyone from preschool or kindergarten or anything like that. Like I couldn't even, nah. I thought Lance Bass was in my high school.
That's true. We saw Lance Bass when we lived in Los Angeles at the Ralph's grocery store. And we're just doing our grocery shopping, no big deal, one night. And Heather's, oh.
I was like, I know that guy.
He's from something that, he's from high school, maybe.
And then I was like, should I say hi to him? Is he going to be offended if I'm not, like, recognizing him? And then Josh was like,
so I took a closer look and I'm like, wow. Bye.
You do not know him from high school.
Not at all. So,
yikes.
Needless to say, we didn't say hi to him. He probably wanted to hear from us, but.
Oh, yeah. He probably saw me lurking around, like staring at him. And was like, what's up, super fan?
I like it. I like it a lot. Speaking of high school, I just got the news today that my teacher, my social studies teacher from junior high school, Mr. Bob Brunell, passed away yesterday. So.
That's sad.
Our thoughts out to Mr. Brunell and his family.
He was
one of those teachers, man. Holy cow. He was a tough ass.
What subject? I'm sorry.
Social studies. I think is what it's called, social studies. I don't remember. Yeah. But he was definitely tough on everybody. And he had the knowledge wagon, which was this like projector stand that he would, instead of putting the projector on it, he would stand at his podium, but he could wheel it around everywhere.
Oh, that's funny.
And his big thing that I remember was always knowledge is power.
That's true.
And yeah, he was a tough ass, but everybody that I saw that was posting on him and his legacy, basically, as kind of an icon, was totally respectful. Yeah. Like, yeah, he made me work so much harder than I thought I had to in high school.
Yeah.
Because he knew what was important. And as a kid, being, 14 years old, you don't care about world affairs and that kind of stuff most of the time.
Yeah.
And he made us care about it. And it was very cool. And Steve was in the class with me.
That's a good teacher.
Yeah, he was one of those dudes. So. Mm-hmm. He lived a great life. I mean, I felt like he was kind of old when I was in high school.
Yeah, but so, when you're a kid, somebody who's 20, it feels like they're old when they're 20.
Yeah. So, friendship, man. Say hi to them if you haven't called one of your friends that you have been meaning to in a while. Happy birthday, Justin. I know he doesn't even listen to this, but
Thank
we tried gosh. to reach out to him, but he didn't answer our Skype calls. It was probably for the best.
I was going to say.
There's a lot probably, of bourbon in our systems
yeah,
at the time.
Yeah, yeah. It probably would have been loud and full of tears and love.
Reach out to your friends. Say hi to them. And more birthdays. Ryan Moore. It's his birthday today.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Ryan.
This is basically just the birthday shout-out show.
Yep.
So if it's your birthday, let us know.
Love birthday
friendship
show.
We like it.
We love it.
All right, guys. I need to go have a nap. Not a disco nap. A full day's rest.
Until next time.
Until Saturday.
Bye, friend.
Bye.